Give us bass lines for guitar. Now, bass lines is something else that you could play if you're jamming with other people and they just happen to be playing a lot of chords. You could be playing a bass line. A lot of times when guitar players are playing together, it's kind of hard to find a bass player to jam with. You may be sitting around with a bunch of other guitar players. So you playing a bass line is really going to stand out. Let's take a look at that, the tab, and you're going to see the first bass line we have, the G. It's in the key of G. And I'm starting this with my first finger on the 6th string, 3rd fret. I'm going to take my 3rd finger, play the 4th string at the 5th fret. 1st finger now on the same string, 4th string, 3rd fret. And now I bring my 3rd finger to the 5th string, 5th fret. So we have this. And we repeat that for as many times as we need whenever that G chord is called for. If it was a 12-bar blues, I would be playing that line 4 times to the G. Then I'd be going to that C chord. Now here's how we play the C. Do the same pattern, but shift it down one string. So we're going from the 5th string now to the 3rd string. We go in 12-bar blues. We're going back to the 1 chord for 2 measures. There's the G. Now the next chord in our 12-bar blues, the 5 chord in the key of G, is going to be a D. We just take that same pattern that we did for the C at the 3rd fret, move it up to the 5th fret. Then go down to the C. And now we have the G. And then finally to the D. That's how you would apply these bass lines. That's the bass line that we basically covered in our class. A simpler way of playing that would just be playing the 2nd line, which you see is in the key of G, but here it's just... Take a look at the 3rd line. We didn't do this in class, but look at this little bass line. Playing that is I'm using my 2nd finger on the root note on the 6th string 3rd fret. I use my 1st finger on the 5th string 2nd fret. Use my pinky to get that 5th string at the 5th fret. Don't use your 3rd finger. Use your pinky. Ha! You didn't think I could see you through this. And then, if you're using your pinky, your 1st finger just lays right easily onto the 2nd fret on the 4th string. See, the next measure over, we're doing the same thing with a C. And I did the same thing for a D, just move it up, 5th string, 2nd finger. You have a nice little bass line there. There's a couple of bass lines that you could fool around with. You could see some more on the tab. You can pretty much figure those out for yourself. But that's how you would apply bass lines to your...